Hey everybody, this is Mark with Safe Day Trading, and today I want to talk about, well, you know, I have a lot of students that ask me, you know, I'm trading and I just can't seem to stay in the trade long enough. You know, I make 20 or 30 bucks and then all of a sudden this thing takes off and it goes up $250 and I miss out. I feel I'm leaving money on the table. And, you know, I understand. We all go through it. The real issue, I guess, you have to ask yourself, especially with something like oil. Oil has a tendency to go up and then right back down, you know, kind of in the same candle. It could move anywhere between 10 and 20, maybe 20, up to 50 cents as it moves up and down. Or I should say, you know, 5 cents to 10 cents. And I've seen it do that in a lot, and it's frustrating because, you know, you go back and you look at your trade, you made 20 bucks, but the candlestick shows that it went up a dollar, okay, or went up pretty significantly. And so really the only thing I can suggest to you as a trader is to try and manage a profit stop, okay? And what that means is that you have a 50 cent or 5 cent stop, a profit stop. And so if it gets to that 50 cents, you're out automatically. You know, you made 50 cents, even though it went up to, you know, $250, you made 50 bucks. Well, you know, that's okay. And you get into the next trade. And what you need to do is you need to be aware of your timing, okay? So maybe, you know, and that's really where when you're trading a specific marketplace like gold or oil or whatever the case may be, you really get an idea of when the moves are happening. The other thing you can look at too is the y-axis, okay? And if you look at the y-axis and see if that the y-axis has you know, it's fairly tight, so it's, you know, a penny between each crosshair or line going horizontal over to the chart, you know that it's not going to be moving that fast. The candles might look big, but they're really not moving that fast. Whereas if it's, you know, 5 cents between each marking, you know, you've got a, you know, it's more of a significant move. So what I suggest you do is, you know, the other thing you can do too is if you're pretty confident that this thing is going to move in one direction, is to take off your profit stop. And then, you know, drag your regular, your stop loss into profit right away. And then just try and, you know, follow it up. And you can do that, especially in, you know, some of these platforms that are out there allow you to drag up your trailing stop. The only issue you have is that, you know, you're still going to lose out, okay, because it, like I said, with oil, it goes up 5 cents, goes down 3 cents. If you drag your profit stop your stop loss into profit 3 cents, you're going to get bounced out and you're only going to make 30 bucks. Whereas if you had a profit stop at 50, you would be out with 50. So it really has to do with what you're willing to risk in terms of losing profits. Now, it's a different story, too, if, you know, let's say, you know, you're a beginning trader and you've been making, let's say, $200, you know, an hour trading, and all of a sudden you're up $400 or $500. So maybe that profit stop starts expanding a little bit. Maybe instead of 50 bucks, maybe it's 60 or 80 or even a dollar, okay? The other thing you got to be aware of, too, is like time. Again, I know like 7 to 7:30 Central Standard Time in the morning, I keep my profit stops pretty low on oil. And then after 7:30 in the morning, I open them back up to maybe 70, 80 cents. So be aware of that so that you really have to know the timing of the marketplace and of that instrument you're trading. So be careful about that. The other thing I want you to be careful of is, is maybe expand your profit stops on reporting. So like, you know, if there's a, you know, the unemployment report or the GDP report comes out, maybe instead of 50 cents or, 5 cents or whatever the case may be, it's a dollar or 10 cents or something like that to give it a little bit more expanded room, okay? But remember that you're also going to be, this thing's going to move fast, so it might slide through your opening, buy. And it also might slide through your stop loss too, okay? So instead of you were hoping for 40 cents, maybe it's 60 or 80 cents loss if it slides that fast right through it. So be aware of that as too. So be careful. The other thing you have to be aware of, be wary of as well, is that as you trade and the more money you start making, the more, you're not as conscientious about saving money and making sure the money's is, you're protecting your loss. So you may expand your loss. Maybe it goes from 4 cents to 5 cents or 6 cents. And that's okay. But as long as you have the discipline to continue having that stop there. So really, those are kind of the ideas that I'd share with you. I've also seen people trade, and what they do is they take the profit stop off and they have a trailing stop. And if it's more than a couple of candles, they move it to the bottom of the next candle as it goes up or down to the top of the bottom candle is going down. So you could trade that way as well. You're protecting your profits. And if it's a full retracement, you're out anyway. But if it's not a retracement, it continues on, you can still make more money. Also be aware and watch the eights. The eights are so important. If it doesn't break the eights, you don't want to be out of the trade, okay? Unless it's a full retracement inside that eight. So be careful there. So these are some thoughts for you. I hope they're useful in trying to help you extend your trade and make more money. Anyway, this is Mark with Safe Day Trading. Talk to you later. Come join us at safedaytrading.org.
We provide you the education you need to have to become a successful day trader. We'll provide all the information for you to start your trading, from starting and setting up your office to technical chart analysis, all kinds of different information that you'll need to be a successful day trader.
Come join us at safedaytrading.org.